About 20 years ago, I had the privilege of reading about narration for the first time in Charlotte Mason's education series. And when I read it, I began to assimilate this information, and I tried it out the very next day in my classroom. And it was a wonderment to me. It really worked. And then I had the privilege of going to grad school and doing some research on narration, seeing how children throughout the ages could retell passages time and time again, and they would always know more than children who did not. So what is narration? It is a retelling. It's an age-old way of relating to persons and things. Narration is the art of telling back that which one has seen, read, or heard, using the author's sequence, vocabulary, and details. It's not a summary nor a parroting back. It is a retelling. It includes feelings and reactions. It's not word for word, but point to point. And it is a type of essay response to a broad, open question. It's a retelling, a using of the author's language, details, and in an ordered sequence. Charlotte Mason talks about narration as a power, that it's in every child's mind wanting to be discovered. It is what the mind does naturally. Let him narrate, she says, and he will fluently, copiously, and in an ordered sequence, with fit and graphic details. This natural act of narrating is something that's a part of all persons. It's the way we assimilate information. Once we hear something or read something, if we take a bit of a pause and think about what was read, and we kind of go through it in our minds, then we have the power that Charlotte Mason talks about, that we can now have a relationship with this knowledge. Prior to the reading, the teacher should look over the reading so she will know how much and when and where to stop. She begins with a single, careful reading. She may read two paragraphs or three pages, enough to include an episode. Reading the literature only once is very important. The child begins to gain the habit of listening carefully with a view to narrate. As Charlotte Mason notes, I fix upon a single reading because it is impossible to fix attention on that which we have heard before and know we shall hear again. Always follow that single reading with narration, and then call upon children to narrate in turns if there be several of them. Never interrupt or prompt a person narrating, even if a person mispronounces a word. Persons soon forget what they were going to say next when interrupted. Correct any mistakes after their narration through your instruction or with the aid of other students. After a child is finished narrating, you may say, "Does anyone else have something to add to the narration?" Every reading is followed with narration. And that's an important part to think about. Because often teachers think, well, we narrated a little bit. Do we have to continue to narrate? Yes. Do we want the children to continue to know? So this age-old tool is made useful in today's educational practice. Whether you're a homeschool parent, a Sunday school teacher, or a classroom teacher, we've seen it used in a number of ways with a number of different situations, all being quite fruitful. Beginning in kindergarten, children are introduced to a myriad of subjects through reading. And children narrate what was read to them day after day, week after week, month after month. By the end of the year, children have been introduced to 1,000 pages of text, and they have narrated it taking turns throughout the year. In the older grades, children narrate also in a myriad of subjects day after day, week after week, month after month, and they have been introduced to thousands of pages of text, 2,000 to 3,000. So in this retelling, they're beginning to do the work of the mind. They're assimilating this information. The child now has the knowledge to discuss a subject, to talk about it with others, with his parents, with teachers, with classmates. Narration is an amazing gift, and Charlotte Mason wondered why it was allowed to lie fallow in education. She knew what we now know, how this method, when consistently applied, allows a student to acquire knowledge that will provide the daily nourishment for the mind.